when it was announced that last week that the president was coming to Charleston, our phone lines, computers lit up, social media began to run wild, and the questions began to flow.
Chris Hamilton of the West Virginia Coal Association kicked off the rally, explaining why he, members of the Coal Forum, and federal and state leaders were on hand before the president's visit.
Are we going to rally? Are we going to protest? Are we going to line the streets with unemployed miners? Today's event is in direct response to those inquiries.
While speakers like Senator Shelley Moore Capito, Senate President Bill Cole, and House Speaker Tim Armstead did acknowledge the president's reason for visiting Charleston, they also put the blame on Obama for the decline in the state's coal industry. Attorney General Patrick Morrissey blames that decline, at least in part, for West Virginia's problems with drug abuse and addiction.
I think it's actually completely related. One of the things that's critical, first of all, I want to thank President Obama for coming to West Virginia. But one visit is not going to reverse the destructive policies that he's imposed on the West Virginia coal miners and their families. As the state's attorney general, we've been fighting against the EPA tooth and nail. And one thing that we've seen is that this president's policies have led to a vicious cycle of poverty, hopelessness, and despair. And he is at least partially responsible for that.
Morrissey's sentiments were echoed by others at the rally, including West Virginia Coal Association President Bill Rainey.
We've got 8,000 coal miners, multiple thousands of support jobs that have been taken out of the equation here in West Virginia because of federal policies, power plants closing. And when people have unemployment, when they don't have a job, when they have uncertainty, then that's fertile ground for substance abuse. And you've got to tie those things together. And you can't come down and think you're going to solve one problem and not pay attention to the other.
When asked about a recent report that showed an increase in employed miners testing positive for drugs, Rainey and other speakers said they believe that comes from an uncertain future for coal mining. Reports from West Virginia Public Broadcasting produced in May, stemming from data made available by the State Health Statistics Center, show that West Virginia's highest overdose death rates since 2001 have been in Cabell, Jefferson, and Brook counties. All three counties produce little to no coal. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.